Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. So the first thing to say here is that, you know, of these senators who have proposed government licensing for advanced AI development, this is a relatively bipartisan framework, which suggests there's going to be some stricter oversight of AI technologies like GPT-4. There is, of course, you know, a proposal by Senator Richard Bluthal, who's from Connecticut. And then on the Republican side of this, we have Senator Josh Hawley, who is from Montana. So this, you know, this kind of bipartisan working together between Democrats and Republicans, I think suggests the formation of a new governmental body that would require companies to seek licenses before developing powerful AI models like GPT-4. So the legislative framework also suggests that developing high-risk applications such as facial recognition should necessitate a government license. Sure, I mean, I guess I could be on board with the facial recognition thing. I personally would hate to be walking around the streets and feel like companies, stores, or people are just like, everyone is just facial recognition, like recognizing me and trying to, I don't know, target me for anything. I just would prefer to feel slightly more anonymous. So yeah, that I can get behind. The rest of it, I have a sneaking suspicion is going to be very, you know, OpenAI trying to build a wall, so or a moat. So let's talk about some of the stringent requirements for AI development. So the legislative framework, which was presented on Tuesday, proposed that companies would need to subject their AI models to rigorous tests for potential harm before deployment. Public disclosures of any indecent or incidents post-launch, and allow third-party audits. So this move could serve as a blueprint for future laws concerning AI regulation. Companies would also be required to disclose the details of the training data used to create these models, and the proposal further allows individuals who are harmed by AI to take legal action against the responsible companies. I mean, maybe it's just me, but I don't like almost any of that. Maybe that's just me. I'll spare you my comments on that for the time being. But let's talk about some of the mixed reactions from industry and advocacy groups. So while the initiative has been welcomed by some, it has also been met with a lot of skepticism. Anne Lenhart, former leader of an AI ethics initiative at IBM, appreciates the lawmakers taking decisive action, but questions the feasibility of creating a body with a broad range of expertise. Because you really do need a lot of different expertise to kind of oversee the whole AI, this AI technology that spans multiple sectors, right? Like, I mean, we don't exactly have a great track record. We've decided that Kamala Harris is the AI czar or whatever, and she obviously is, you know, there's a whole meme going around of her explaining that AI stands for artificial intelligence. It's really cringy. Obviously, she's no technology background, no AI background, so it makes absolutely no sense to have her over AI, but for some reason we decided to do that. Anyways, we don't have a great track record, and I think that's what people are criticizing and concerned about. They're like, if we just get a bunch of Kamala Harris's running the whole AI thing, like it's going to be a bureaucratic nightmare pretty much. So in any case, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman had suggested a similar licensing mechanism during a Senate testimony in May. So that's another kind of red flag. The CEO of the biggest AI company with the most funding of anyone else says that you should do the exact same licensing thing. And he should definitely get a license because he's the biggest AI company. So it's like, it's kind of funny because right now it's like, I don't feel like we need more barriers to entry. The barriers to entry are Exhibit A, it's impossible to get these NVIDIA chips because they're freaking expensive. Exhibit B, these NVIDIA chips are freaking expensive. And
like there's a backlog if you want them and you have the money, and if you don't have the money, well, then you don't have the money. So it's like there's already a lot of barriers to entry to develop this technology. It's really incredible technology, a lot of these different AI models that we're building. But like adding a government license on top of that, it's like, great. So now you need to know a lobbyist, a bureaucrat, you need to know a way to get through the system, or like it's just going to be a debacle. I highly doubt this is going to be like a very simple thing. Is it going to get politicized where certain political parties only want models that conform to their ideologies? Yada, yada, yada. And I know it's like bipartisan because we got a Democrat and a Republican working on it, but that's just like, I'm skeptical. And whether you're a Republican or whether you're a Democrat, I think you should be skeptical, because inevitably, if, you know, someone from the other party than your own is elected president, then they could, you know, set the new person in charge of that department to have things that like are skewed towards them. I don't know, whatever. Maybe I'm pessimistic on this whole thing, or just like overly suspicious, but it just doesn't seem to be what I love, having the government decide who can build a AI model when, you know, right now everyone's building them and we're all still alive. The robots have not taken over yet. So looking at some of the, you know, like looking at some of the pending decisions and questions, I think the senators have yet to specify whether the oversight for AI tech would be conducted by a newly formed federal agency or an existing one. They've also not outlined the criteria for determining whether, like, what could be classified as high risk applications requiring a license. So that's, I'm sure, annoying if you got labeled as high risk for whatever reason. That would be a good way to weaponize it against your political or ideological opponents. But in any case, I think the proposal comes at a time when AI regulation is a hot topic in Washington. Senators are talking about this a lot. I think Bluthal and Hawley are scheduled to oversee a Senate subcommittee hearing on AI accountability next week. And I think that a meeting hosted by Senator Chuck Schumer will gather a bunch of tech leaders like Mark Zuckerberg, Elon, and CEOs from Google, Microsoft, and NVIDIA to discuss the future of AI regulation. So Michael Koo, who is of Friends on the Earth, an environmental nonprofit, calls the proposal a, quote, good first step, but demands more clarity on the framework's details and its potential environmental impacts. Again, I don't really love the mixing of environmental people with AI technology, or like it'd be, I would just as much like the CEO of ExxonMobil, a gas company, like having comments or an opinion on this AI technology as I would an environmental person, or as I would the NRA. Like, it just already feels like people are trying to politicize this and, you know, say like, oh, well, all of these different people from these different departments or these different like groups need to have a say on AI, and, you know, their opinions matter. Don't like it. Don't like it one bit. I just like, think AI is awesome. I think people should be able to use it how they want. I don't want it to get politicized, but inevitably it will. So I guess I just got to brace for impact on that. The proposal by Senator Blumenthal and Hawley marks, I think, a significant step towards a more structured regulation of AI technologies in the U.S. However, it has elicited varying reactions, and several questions still remain unanswered. With upcoming hearings and meetings on the subject, I think the discussion on how best to regulate AI is far from over, so stay tuned as we continue to cover this in the future and see how this all shakes out.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT Creators Community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.